Okay, Ion, I'd like to review Ron Rosenbaum. What do you see when I mention the name Ron Rosenbaum?
Cloudy.
Okay, so he grew up in New York City with Donald Trump. He's one of the journalists who spurned Donald Trump in the 70s, 80s, 90s. And he has a certain reputation. He's written a few books. But he is the most rabid.
Bullshit explaining Hitler and the ending of the beginning and the bullshit. Yeah. What about it?
That's very good. He just named some of his books. So, Ion, there's some great ESP there. All right. Unless you quickly went to Wikipedia or something, maybe you cheated.
Well, you can't trust them. Hey, you want us to take it off Wikipedia? Well, now that would be good. Everything that everybody says we're looking
at. Yeah, let's do that. Hey, take Ron off Wikipedia.
Delete it, and then they can't find it. And then Buzz Ghost will have a nurse ready. There is no Ron Rosenbaum. He didn't do nothing. He don't know nothing. He didn't come with that. He doesn't have anything to do with the road to nuclear World War III. He doesn't know anything about that.
Why don't you get rid of Ron's Twitter thing I'm looking at? That'd be good. Twitter account. Okay. So Ron is the most rabid person against Trump in the world.
Hordes of little lies to the Arizona fraud artist. When the zombie maggots perform free prepared forensic audits, not even knowing the meaning of the word forensic. The chimps in 2001. That one, right?
Yes. So let me quote a bit here. And a story, Lindsey Graham says, if you try to drive Trump out of the GOP, you're going to have nothing happening. So,
what's the GOP? The G, say Bob.
Yeah, the GOP.
It's the G-O-P. Stands for the Grand Old Party. Old Party.
So listen, so Lindsey Graham says GOP. Yeah, hey, can you quiet down? Listen, it's two people talking here. Lindsey Graham says the GOP can't grow without Trump. So Ron says, it would be great, Lindsey Graham, if half the people left the GOP because of Trump. It would mean at long last the collapse of the bigoted corporate lackey Republican Party. Hooray for that. Okay, that's a mild one. Then you go up to Michael Flynn. New evidence, spy chiefs had concerns about Russia or something, and maybe they were worried about Flynn. And so somebody says, today seems like a good day to revisit General Misha Flynn's special friend, Svetlana Lokova, who claimed to have unique access to classified Russian material about the GRU military intelligence service. So Ron retweeted that string wall post putting down Flynn. Then there's a $100 million New Jersey deli, and it goes into how ex-Trump tax lawyer owned the shell company. So Trump corruption. And Ron says, some food critic must tell us how the pastrami in this $100 million Trump-linked mysterious New Jersey deli. Is that true? This deli has Trump corruption around it?
No, it's a holding company, and the company that owns the deli is worth $100 million.
Okay. Then,
you'll have to ask Mr. Cohen about that now, won't you?
Right. So there's an article on Liz Cheney delivers defiant speech in House floor ahead of the vote. Ron writes, Liz Cheney's speech defying Trump and the GOP's big lie, a must read, especially for conservative Trump lackeys such as Roger Kimball. Ron knows all the journalists, so he calls them out all the time. Then there's the Trump GOP's plot against Liz Cheney. And she says it's the beginning of the end of American democracy, and Ron quotes that. So we get further up. Ron is loving Republican Cheney. Somebody, Jade Nordlinger, says, before Liz Cheney spoke last night, Republicans filed out of the House chamber. During the impeachment trial last February, most Republicans would not look at the idea of the Capitol riot. I'd like to think, says Jay, it's because they know it's all true, that the Capitol demonstration was a riot. Ron says, they know the riot was a riot. They know it's true because they brought it on themselves with their lies and then tried to hide in their cowardly denial. Thank you, Jay. What kind of venom is Ron writing that under, Ion?
He's frustrated because Trump's going to squash him like a bug, and he's trying to get a headwind on it to get him going because it's not looking good.
Right. You say Trump's going to personally squash Ron?
Yeah. It's kind of like his book in the Shakespeare Wars. Same problem.
Yeah.
Different antagonists.
But what do you mean, the same problem? You mean Ron has enemies in the Shakespeare theater world?
Yeah, the Shakespeare Wars and Trump. Yeah. The same problem with both.
Right. Let's see.
He always has, he's a critic, Bob, so he always has something to criticize. And so he goes through all his lolly-lolly because he's a nothing. He is a non-sequitur. Donald Trump is just some thug who's got all this stuff, and if he's all that, okay, the story is Donald Trump would say, you know what? It'd be great if you knew what $100 million looked like. You sitting here saying what a deli that I have connection to is $100 million. You can't even pay your fucking light bill, you stupid little non sequitur little shit. Why don't you get a Twitter account and start twitting about stuff? It might make you feel good. Oh, but wait a second. That could change and they'll turn you off. And when I still have a life, they turn your Twitter off, you too.
Yeah, so Cheney's point is that January 6th, the riot never ended. Trump continued the insurrection. Trump is saying the same things, if not even crazier things, that could lead to violence again. It's just that most Republicans prefer to look away in order to win back power. Is that what the Republicans are doing?
No. You got it all wrong, Bob. They're getting ready for mostly peaceful protests when they burn down Washington, D.C. It'll be mostly protesting. Nothing wrong with protesting.
Well, that who's going to do that? Right. Trump people or the Black Lives Matter?
The Black Lives Matter will do it. That's who they're going to do it because they're the only ones that can get away with it. They'll whoop a rhino. Or a damn Republican if they even jaywalk across the street.
Ron says, I guess I'm naive, but it's still astonishing to me that an entire political party, lemming-like, has just wedded itself and every one of its members to an outright lie for the rest of their lives. They will be licking Trump's boots forever. This is how history will remember them. Is that true? Will they be remembered, the Republican GOP, for licking Trump's boot?
Well, Trump will be remembered longer than the Grand Old Party, I guarantee you that.
Right, so Ron is on every move. Every day, Trump and his people, GOP, do something, and Ron sees them as Nazis and stuff and calls them out on it. Is there something in his mind that he got stuck at? Was it his book on nuclear war? Or what the hell did happen to him in his mind that he's so fixed on Trump as the ultimate mafia leader?
No. He is an individual. And Rosenbaum only sees everything as corporeal. He sees it as the big picture. He sees it as everybody's included. He doesn't want anything to be an individual success. You see, one person should own every golf course in the world. You see.
Right, so is he a collectivist?
If you know what that means, maybe.
Is he a lefty? Is he for socialism?
He's nothing. See, that's what we're saying. He's nothing. Whatever's going to get him somebody to be a follower of his, he's that. He'll be a fucking Marxist before it's over with. He can go sit with Mr. Duffy.
Yeah, he's so sick of Greg. Mm-hmm. That he'll be a Marxist?
Mm-hmm.
Even though Greg's a Marxist.
I said he could go sit with Duffy the Marxist.
Oh, okay. He will, because he'll be so sick.
God damn, Bob. Never mind. It doesn't matter.
No, why would he sit with Guffy? Yeah, but what's your point?
They are equal.
Right, from Ron's and their temperament.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He says, clearly he claims that Trump was organizing a coup through December or January, and then that January 6th was a definite attempt at a coup. Now, a lot of journalists say that. Andy Trump, what do you say? Did Trump try a coup?
People walking through the people's house that you can't even trespass on. How is that a coup? How could that possibly be a coup?
Because they killed a woman, they killed a cop, they broke
windows.
They did
not. He had a damn aneurysm, and he got a natural fucking causes, and then they cremated the body and then waited till all the fire was gone and said, oh no, it was a terrible mistake, no big deal. All this big to do shit, they should have had a little damn throw his ashes in a damn ditch somewhere. He just died. That's all that
okay,
happened.
Okay, so the people who broke
the
windows were not
killed,
Trumpers.
The woman they killed was a Democrat.
Okay, and the people who broke through windows and that, they were not Trumpers.
Yeah.
They were frauds.
Wow.
They were.
Some of them were. Some of them were Black Lives Matters.
Right, and so they were. They planned to disrupt the peaceful walkthrough.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, because they show you where the people stomping through. They were staying in the chains, in the velvet ropes. If you're going to have a coup, you don't stay in line and walk through the velvet ropes.
Okay.
So
he says
you come in with grenade launchers and start shooting them at them in the goddamn Senate floor. That's a coup. You kill half the motherfuckers. That's a coup. That's what a coup looks like when there's nobody left alive to tell what happened. Okay.
All right. So watch this, guys. I ain't going to get more outraged as I reboard Ron Rosenbaum stuff. Watch this. I'm the dark angel coming through Ion's mirror. Okay, listen to this. Ron Rosenbaum.
I have a mirror.
Yeah, beer. Listen to this. Clearly, he says, Trump wanted the coup to succeed no matter how many murders and lynchings it took. He'd planted lackeys. He planted lackeys just to facilitate it. In sacrificing themselves to the mob, Capitol Police may have saved the Republic. Either that or Trump lost his nerve. He always was a coward at heart, so he's trying to figure out what happened. Then he says the Secretary of Defense, Chris Miller, was a Trump flunky installed at the Department of Defense for the purpose of allowing the temporary management at the Department of Defense to facilitate an insurrection and coup. We need to take a very close look at the role Cash Patel, Devin Nunes staffer, and temporary Chris Miller, DOD Chief of Staff, played. So he's seriously looking into the coup that Trump did. Then Kate Riga, a supporter of Ron, says, wow, AOC just backed ex-acting Secretary of Defense Miller into admitting that he didn't approve plans for the National Guard to deploy on January 6th until 4:32, a difference from his claim that he ordered deployment at 3. That 4:32 order came after he talked to Pence, after calls from many panicked Dems. Is that a fact, or true, or it's true and it doesn't matter, or true, it's a...
Doesn't matter, because it doesn't make any difference. How, if it was that much of a big deal, they'd have never left that building. If all that, pussy pop is going to stay in, if all he's saying is true, nobody would have left that building alive. If that's true. If it really was like that, nobody would have left alive. Instead, nobody even got their damn, they run around with their damn special gas mask on under their seats and all this bullshit like they're going to start spraying ricin in the damn Senate chamber. Bunch of stupid, never mind.
All right. Okay. Did they plan that reaction, these Democrat senators?
Well, they have never so far wasted a little problem. They're going to take advantage of every little problem that's possible.
Right. So Ron takes that story and says, Trump was waiting to see whether the coup would be successful. The lies keep pointing to Trump's door. He planned the whole thing. Indict Trump, try him, and lock him up. How's that? You like that one?
Well, he says that's what they're going to do. They're going to make him move to New Jersey, and they're going to indict him in New York for something else that they didn't like in there. And I don't know who in New York's going to be left. They ain't but three hookers and four junkies, and the staff from Fox News is all that's left in New York City right now.
Right.
Oh, so yeah, then, and Blasio with the Shake Shack, he's having a little Shake Shack thing. He must have bought some stock trying to give away Shake Shacks now.
Who
so
did?
He's doing good. Bill de Blasio.
Oh, yeah.
The mayor, impeachable.
Okay, so now they go into the election audit in Arizona. So a friend of Ron says, could the Arizona Republican election audit, in quotes, get any more ridiculous, bizarre, and corrupt? They should just announce whatever numbers they likely predetermine and end this farce now. Is there a farce going on in the election audit, Ion?
No, they're counting the votes in there. The anomalies are impossible. You can't arrive at the numbers that they said was what they adopted as the end. They can't make the numbers work. And that's why it's taking so long, because they can't make it work.
What will the Democratic lawyers, how will they try to prove that it's fraudulent, the counting process that the Republican people are making? In the audit, they're going to try to say, well, it was done.
They're not Republicans. They're not Republicans counting. The people counting are the part of the group. They're not
right.
A political party.
Okay, so what will the Democrats say is being done illegally? They're making all kinds of charges, and they're counting on the Department of Justice to come in and stop the audit because it's obviously being run by incompetents and liars.
But they're not. They're not, because everything is on camera, everything is recorded for every goddamn body to see. And if they come in with some bullshit, people are going to say, here's the recording. Ain't nothing going on wrong, ain't nothing going on crazy, ain't nothing out of bounds. What are you talking about? They had a great.
So within the RIP, the Democrats are so panicked, they can only make noise, even though they have no chance to make it work. But they're just squealing. That's basically how we
no,
look
they're
at
just
it.
Trying to hurry up. They're trying to hurry up and get everything done and passed and done that they can, because they know in about 16 months it's over.
What did you just? Who wants to hurry it up?
The Democrats want to get everything they can get passed and spent and put into play and enacted, because in 16 months it's almost over.
Right. But the audit now will be finished soon, and that will lead to problems. So they won't get to the 16-month point. Too much crap's going to be on their face in the next few months.
I got that. But they're not acknowledging that part, Bob.
Yeah, they can't believe what's happening to them.
Mm-hmm. It's almost like they're in a rip.
Right. Okay. So another friend of Ron says, I think anti-democratic forces worldwide have known the key to destroying liberal democracy for good. They knew the key was the empowerment of America's reactionary right and the destruction of its legitimate right wing. Knowing us Americans better than we know ourselves, they knew it was only a matter of time. So he's saying the international fascists have counted on Trump's fascist movement that they could then spread around the world. Any comment on that idea?
It's not really an idea.
Right.
It's a sad, glib cliched archetype, Bob.
Okay, so Ron says, exciting stuff. Quoting Political magazine or website, the Political says, Palm Beach preparing for a possibility of Trump indictment. Extradition to Manhattan, where he's under active investigation. More difficult if he leaves Florida for New Jersey, as he plans to do. lock up in the tombs? Tombs, I guess, in Manhattan. Is that true? Are they Palm Beach putting the pressure on Trump?
How's Palm Beach going to... Why, they going to run him out of Florida? That's the best thing that ever happened to death. They're tickled beyond words that he's in Florida.
He's so who at political... Huge,
he's got a very huge Bedminster golf course, which he could go and live, too.
Right.
He could live there also.
Who at Politico, this website, are they making up stories?
They got to do something, Bob. Nobody's listening anymore. Because if they don't have Trump, they're worthless. If they don't have Trump, they got nothing to talk about. If they don't have Trump, they can't say anything about Biden. And everybody's talking about how wonderful Biden is. And then they look at Biden and go, that motherfucker is stupid. He's dumb as dirt. Dumb as dirt. He can't even make a sentence. And he's like, and he makes a gaffe. And he says, and you got to be really clear all along. You know, like I just did, taking these gas and then laughing about it. Like, well, I can't talk right, so I don't expect you to talk right, but you should talk right if you're going to be president of the United States, just saying. You are my longer. He's like, what? Like, whoa, where did all that come from? So.
Okay.
There it is.
Another friend of Ron says the following. He's actually a representative, Stephen Woodrow. He says, here is the outlay of Republican privilege. They have the ability to lie for months that the election was stolen. And they filed 60 frivolous lawsuits. And they claim the vice president could ignore votes. They storm the Capitol, smear poop on the walls, and then have Republican members of Congress pretend it was just a regular group of tourists rather than smeared. So, this guy, Stephen Woodrow, does he actually believe what he's typing there, or he's forced to do that as a Democrat?
It's like Rachel Maddow. She don't even believe herself anymore. So
why does she keep, what is she counting on to keep mouthing off with?
Nobody's watching her shit, and the five people there are watching her shit like that. So if she doesn't continue that, then guess what? There's down to nobody watching, and
right.
Google ain't cutting her off, so nobody really matters about that.
Okay, so somebody has an article on Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Hey, why ain't they talking about Smokey Joe? What happened to Mika and Coffee, Mr. Joe Coffee? What about him?
Yeah, Scarborough Joe. How are they doing? Are they complaining as usual, or are they got no viewers?
Nobody can hear them. They come crying and moaning and having these people. They're dying. They're killing them. They're cheering. And nobody listening. Nobody cares. Mika, she had too many cheers.
Yeah, do they know nobody's listening?
Yes, Bob, ratings are a bitch.
So those are real, those ratings. Okay. So somebody says...
Who would watch that? Who's going to go there to watch that? If it's over, it's already over. We don't need to talk about it. If it's through, we don't need to say anything anymore.
Yeah, why does it keep going? Are they just typing?
They're trying to do something to give something to stir so they can have something to make them be valid. Before, they were valid because they were against Trump. Well, now there's no reason to be against Trump, so it doesn't matter if they're for Trump or against Trump. And after a little while, somebody's going to say, you know what? The immigration problem cannot be Donald Trump's fault. Okay, the colonial pipeline thing can't be Donald Trump's fault. Okay, the Keystone Pipeline not be working out really good can't be blamed on Trump. You see, after a little while, it doesn't hold water very well.
Okay, so... you said that AOC will become a powerful force in Congress. Has things
already
moved past that moment for her?
No, it's actually, she's having to double down now. She's going to have to, she's been having to shit or get off the pot. If she makes the right step, yeah, she's right. She's as right as any of them. But it's over and it's done because it is over and it's done. But she's trying to say, so let's do this, and this, but it ain't going to matter. Because before they can get that done, they're going to be dead. So it don't matter.
Right. Okay, so Marjorie, so Trump, trouble in the Ron's
air,
friend. Okay, yeah, she's trouble. She's trouble. Is that what you're saying?
No, I said it's like trouble in the air, Bob.
Okay, Ron's ally says Marjorie Taylor Greene's latest antics raising concerns about safety and security in Congress. So Ron has a picture of Marjorie Greene, and he says, look at the face of this smug moron, Marjorie Greene, if you can stand it. So he insults her face. All right. So then he says on May 14th, which is yesterday, Fox News now must fire Tucker Carlson. Revealed he's in business with Trump. In this article, two snakes selling snake oil. And then he says, let's hear the full story of their business partners and their cannabis cure. So, what do you think of that? Tucker's got to go? Is Ron right?
Yeah. All that does is there's six people in the planet who don't watch Tucker Carlson, and now they're going to go see what he really said. Well, now he's increased his viewer by the last six people that weren't watching it already.
But now there's nothing else to do. Yeah, Ron secretly in business with Trump and Carlson, trying to drum up support.
He's pimping up the business, trying to sell one of his e-books.
Yeah. Now, Roger Kimball's a fellow journalist, and so Ron says, hey, Roger, why isn't anyone of your contributors to the new Criterion magazine standing up and supporting your promulgation of Trump's big lie? In other words, Kimball's supporting Trump. Ron's pissed off at Roger for doing that. So he says, you don't have any support at your paper. Are they too embarrassed, wary of ruining their reputation the way you have your reputation? Or do they know something about the reason for your treason? Okay, so that's a sample of his regular posts. And then finally, want to say something?
Mm-hmm.
So here's this article. Republican chairman of Arizona County calls state-led election, election review is dangerous as tensions mount in the whole scene there. Dueling public meetings next week could escalate the dispute over how a private contractor is auditing more than 2 million ballots. So Ron says, Trump's big lie spawns hordes of little lies in the Arizona fraudit. He calls it not an audit, but a fraudit audit. When zombie megas perform pre-prepared forensic audits, not even knowing the meaning of the word forensic. The chimps in 2001, I don't know what that means, but that's his put down of the audit. And
we already read these tweets, Bob. We already read these tweets already.
Okay. So Steve, another ally says, it is a scam. Trump and Tucker didn't invest in the CDB gummy subscription service. There were similar pages where it was George Bush or Michael J. Fox that had been taken down. So Ron says, shouldn't this be reported to the authorities? Ads, advertisements on right-wing news sites lying prolifically to their ignorant MAGA followers. Shouldn't the news sites be held responsible? You got a point there? News sites should be held responsible for
not until you get section 202230, you ain't doing nothing. You've given them a license to steal.
Okay. So finally, there's this officer, Michael Fanoni, a policeman who has the exact opposite view. There were riots on January 6th, and a very anti-Trump policeman who's on Don Lemon and CNN. So Representative Eric Swalwell, your buddy, tweeted, I just spoke with a very upset officer, Michael Fanoni. He's in something called Police Week. And for weeks, Officer Fanoni has made multiple requests to talk to Kevin McCarthy, the GOP leader. He wants to show McCarthy what he experienced on January 6th. Today he was hung up on by McCarthy's staff. Kevin should meet a hero. Is Michael Fanoni a hero? And he's correct about how bad Trump is?
Shit, no. He just, no.
Is he just someone trying to get some money or attention?
A hack. Mm-hmm.
And we, you don't think much of Eric Swalwell, and he's promoting the hack. So,
he's a,
Ron.
No, we think a lot of him. He is the biggest China supporter in this country. Nobody supports China like Eric Swalwell. He's
great.
He's a patriot for the Communist Party.
Okay, so Ron likes Eric Swalwell. All right, well, thank you very much for reviewing the life of Ron. And let's see, what do you think of this, Bert? What do you think of this review of Ron Rosenbaum?
You put a new paragraph. You can put him in the wiki now with what you just outlined with Ion.
Great.
Shut him down.
Yeah, and I know Ron. I've spoken to him a couple times in New York in those days. I've read him for years, but he has become quite unhinged. So that's what I'm wondering, Ion, what, is there something about Ron's life in New York as a writer who would have hated Trump all through the years as a ugly, crass businessman, the typical anti-Trump image in Manhattan in the 70s, 90s. Is that what he's grown up with and that's what he's defending? Or?
He's chipping, Bob. He's tripping. There's nothing. Everything that you hold faithful and true is gone. Bob, the thing that was going to last longer than New York City was Broadway. They ain't even talking about Broadway anymore. It's like they sold the buildings. There is nothing.
Yeah.
Why aren't they talking about that?
I don't know. Why aren't they? There's nothing there to talk about, but they're not talking about that there's nothing there. So is New York going to recover from its empty streets now?
Mm-hmm. No, and it's ruined the price of heroin, Bob.
Mm. Right, that's why they're trafficking humans. Right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, so we're moving toward doing Finney's Wake.